is Dominic, wedding DJ.
And this is Serena, wedding planner.
And together we are
the wedding duo.
We are here to talk all things weddings.
Planning a wedding can be stressful, but we are here to help.
So before you say, that's it, we're going to Vegas, don't go to Vegas.
Let's have some fun.
Join us as we answer your wedding questions and help navigate planning one of the biggest days of your life with
The Wedding Duo.
Hello out there, everyone. Once again, we're back. I think we say that every time. We're back, but we are back to talk about more things wedding. We have an interesting topic today.
We do, and I'm wearing no makeup in honor of this topic. I'm not sure that it really coincides.
What is that? That is okay. Yeah.
I mean,
that's
it does
why,
kind
that's
of.
Why.
That's
not
why I'm
not. Because we were in a hurry this morning running out of the house.
That could never be the reason.
Well, tell them what the topic is.
So our topic today is important. It is sustainability. For those of you who are concerned about our planet Earth and maybe making some more sustainable choices for your event.
Eco-friendly, if you will.
Mm-hmm. We are going to chat about some things we've seen. We did a little research, right? Because this topic comes up, you know, pretty often, and people want to know how they can lessen their footprint on the planet.
Yeah, and there's little subtle things you can do, but we all have those friends that are like all in on this stuff, and there's you can go top to bottom, left to right, all the way, every detail you could be sustainable on. But wedding day, people do get a little extra on that day. It's a day of
excess.
People go all in. Yeah, they spend a lot of money. But you know, you could even say some people waste a lot of money on things that
you could
get. Maybe they had extra centerpieces and tables people didn't show up. Food is another one. So,
right.
And we're going to touch on all these things, but there's little things you can do. And then of course there's major things you can do.
Absolutely. So something that we came across when we were doing some research and talking to people about, this topic was the fact that you can make sustainable decisions when it comes to your dress. I know, right?
That I had seems no kind of,
I know.
You can rent your dress. Did you know that?
Yeah. So you can actually rent your dress or purchase your dress secondhand, which then, of course, you know, is being more mindful of that. So
I can hear some of you gasping from here, like, oh, I would never, my dress. Oh my God. I looked at 30 dresses and I know we're not trying to. We're not trying to point a finger or be critical of anybody out there.
No, these are just options if you're thinking
things,
about it.
But yeah, I was really surprised. I go, I had no idea. People rent tuxedos all the time.
Yeah.
Or the suits, but the dress, yeah.
The other thing about renting your dress is, or purchasing secondhand, is the budget goes a longer way.
Oh.
Right? So you could
put
maybe
a dollar sign on that decision and then it becomes a little more agreeable, right?
Well, that's true. Like you can maybe have a designer gown that you wouldn't have been able to afford new. And it's been worn by someone else once, again, for the wedding. So that can be a factor that maybe helps you go down this road.
Yeah. And even if it's you did buy a new dress or your own dress, I found this website called thegoodtrade.com. And it gave, referencing an article that came out August 22nd of last year. But it listed about 13 different companies that make the dresses with sustainable materials. They have a lot of green business practices. So that might be something else that you could.
Absolutely. So he's referencing, again, thegoodtrade.com. And there was a specific article. We will put it in the show notes from August of last year. So that's
too much to list. I'm like, I started writing it out. I go, I'm just going to put the website.
Yeah. It's good to look into these things. If it's something you're considering, there are a lot of resources. And we should start with that, really, that there's a lot more out there now. If you're wanting to consider some of these options, then I think there ever has been.
Yeah. And so, we're just going to skim the surface. Like we said, you can go down these rabbit holes as far as you want. If it's something that you wanted to learn more, or maybe you're like, that's not a bad idea. Let's try that.
Sure. And so something that I thought about right away, because when I think about sustainability in the planet, I think about trees and I think about paper, right? So I thought about invitations, and that's a big one, obviously. There are some options if you would like to consider this. The first one being, of course, if you're going to do paper invitations, you can do recycled paper, right? You can find vendors that utilize recycled paper, find online resources That's one option.
Because some of those, you get those invitations in the mail. I'm like, whoa, this is
elaborate,
like heavy duty stock, like thick paper. And correct, there's 15 pieces in there. Yeah, so it's like, it can easily be a lot, like a whole tree for one invitation.
maybe not that much, but considered wasteful to some, right? Because you do end up throwing that out. Maybe you keep it for a while on the fridge, but then after the event, right? It does end up in the trash. So the other thing is, and I do bring this up with my couples because I think
get ready, some of you are gonna
gasp. I think it's a good option. Digital invitations.
People do it. People do it a lot.
Here's another reason why you would do this, not just for the sustainability piece, but people actually are so savvy with the internet now and they're on their phones, right? Like they are more likely to see, let's say, for example, your wedding website that has a link to RSVPs, like all that good stuff is just right there at your fingertips. And it makes the information that much more accessible real time.
I mean, how many of you out there found your spouse online? I mean, come on, like you can invite people. Maybe it's a sign, like we met online. We're going to do our invitations online.
Right.
It's like a theme. Here we go. Right. See, I'm connecting the dots for everybody.
No, that's
here.
Perfect.
Because a lot of people met online.
They did. And so in that theme, you know, you can go to one of the bigger websites like The Knot, or we've talked to Honey Fund. They have like wedding websites, and then you can link to invitations and send those out digitally. It's just, again, no footprint on the planet.
Yeah. And I mean, there's a lot to be said about the simplicity of it too.
Mm-hmm. Entering things in that way is easier than handwriting invitations.
But something I did at my first wedding,
here we
go, which I thought was really cool. You can get invitations that have, it's called plantable seeded paper. And afterwards you literally plop it in the dirt or in a pot and it will grow flowers. I don't know if you've seen these or not, but they're very cool. And you could tell, like when you picked it up, it felt like oatmeal kind of stuff. I don't know what it was very
it
much.
It felt like oatmeal.
You could feel, it felt like, that's not the right word I'm using, but I'm trying to think. It was like really grainy paper.
So
you
was
could
it
feel,
dripping on
you
your hand?
No, you could just feel the seeds in there. But it would look, you printed on it. It was very cool. And it said right on there, like.
Maybe it felt like oatmeal before you put like the water in it.
I don't know. I don't like even know those? Where I was going with that. Maybe it's because I'm hungry.
Yeah,
maybe everything is going to reference. But it was really cool. It was a very cool thing. We had a few eggs left over. We planted them. Flowers grew. It was pretty cool.
That is a great option. And the other thing you can do is plantable seeded paper is available for your favors too, right? Mm-hmm. We've seen those or like your menu cards.
Yeah.
So the thing that is important with that is that you have instructions so that people know to plant them.
A good DJ that will make that announcement as well.
Right, if it's a favor.
Him or her MC that for them.
So the cost of something like that, yes, you're going to pay probably a premium. But if this is something that's important to you, that is, you know, maybe an option.
People pay a lot of money for the flowers. You're kind of like buying them in their earlier state.
That's true,
it's
right.
Like seeded state.
Okay. Let's keep going.
Yeah, the next category we had is the rings.
Yes.
Which is a whole thing. Obviously, man, was it Leo that was in that movie, The Blood Diamond? Good gracious, that like shocked me. Mm-hmm. And anybody else that probably saw it. So yeah, that's a whole thing. Like and not just the rock, but there are places that you can use recycled gold, recycled silver. A lot of people like have hand-me-downs or this was my grandmother's heirlooms. Ring or something, heirlooms, or
right.
You can go
and
to
so,
a secondhand, not secondhand shop, but like a
pawn shop.
No, the estate sales.
Okay.
That kind of stuff where they have somebody that had a big old rock that the rock will be good for generations to come. Right. You can use those again.
That's the thing too, is that if you have something, a diamond that was passed down, you can essentially take it out of the setting and then put it in a new setting for
very sweet. To have
right.
Grandma's ring or whatever, you know.
You recommended an estate sale, meaning taking someone else's diamond and doing that?
Yeah. I mean, pawn shop. I mean, people go to pawn shops to get that ring and then they get it in a more modern setting or whatever. But it's just something to be said about maybe not buying it new. But we have another website for you. There's a website called sustainablejungle.com and it listed a bunch of eco-friendly companies that used recycled materials. They had responsible mining. Their supply chains and labor practices were all legit.
Right.
And again, green business practices. So, because yeah, that's a whole, it's a whole thing.
Yeah. Cause we're not just talking about like the actual material. We're talking about the people that are getting the labor piece.
There's some real shocking videos where there's somebody with a backhoe just digging and the locals are just jumping in there behind to see what gets unearthed.
Yeah.
To see if they can, I mean, it's not just rings or precious metals, but a lot of the stuff that goes into the, you know, the batteries nowadays. Blah.
Yeah. It's a lot.
It's upsetting for sure. Mm-hmm. And there's also the lab created. Is it lab generated? What do they call them?
Diamonds? Yes. Lab generated diamonds. Yes. So you can have diamonds that are essentially like, if you go on the like scale of diamonds, they look the same.
The three C's. Everybody.
Right.
If there's any grooms out there, they went down this road recently looking at you become very savvy on the rings when you're shopping for such things.
Correct. And so I think that is a great option as well, because honestly, you know, you just don't want that tied to your ring. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, if it's a thing for you as well.
Absolutely.
Speaking of.
What?
I got her a Christmas gift for Christmas.
It was a Christmas gift for Christmas? Wow. Okay.
And they're in your ears right now. Lab created.
Oh, were they? Yeah. I was hoping. Okay.
You can't get mad at me right now because we're doing a podcast.
So you decided to wait till the podcast to tell me.
I
thought
this was a good time to share that those earrings you have in right now that I got you for Christmas are lab created, but they're beautiful.
They are beautiful. I would not have known the difference. And I'm actually very happy to hear that.
There you go. Whew. I've been carrying that for a while.
I'm just going to yell at you afterwards.
You can't. Come to my rescue, people, listeners.
No, it's good. It's good. We're all good.
Yeah. And I mean, like I said, there was, I don't know how much the price is different for the lamb. It was still pretty expensive.
Right.
But it's because they're beautiful still.
That's true.
And shiny and sparkly.
And I appreciate them. I love them very much. So these are the two big factors, heavy hitters we're going to talk about next.
I think most people probably knee jerk straight to these two.
Right. And the first one is going to be the flowers.
Flowers.
And I have a hard time with this. I do. I have to be honest because we do a lot of weddings.
We do.
We see a lot of flowers.
We do.
And we see a lot of them go in the trash.
It's shocking the care that everybody takes with
the details.
The flowers beforehand and like just line up the chairs, line up the silverware, make sure the flowers are perfect. Oh, move that one leaf. And then at the end of the night, it's like, clear it out, people. Push them on the floor, pile them on the, I mean, they just like grab trash. It's like, wait, we just put those up a few hours ago and everybody was like using velvet gloves. And then now they're just like into the trash they go.
Right. And there's this thing too that I've thought of, and I don't really actually even know the answer to this. So, right, like you can do like faux flowers, wooden flowers, but is that necessarily a better option? I'm not exactly sure because those aren't
biodegradable,
like real floral will go
back into the earth. You
know? So we need someone to like talk to us about this because
it's like, half six of one, half dozen the other. Right. It's like what's the better way?
I would think if you were going to do maybe like secondhand faux floral or something like that, or rentable faux floral, that would be helpful.
Faux floral.
that might be something to consider. But then again, you know, the real flowers. Some options for you are make plans with your florist ahead of time to either have them donated or have people take them home. Like just, you know, so that again, they don't end up in this mass in the trash.
Yeah. A lot of people, and it takes a bit of a forethought to have somebody who has a car that can bring them or is off the next day or the next morning, maybe as a couple, the first thing you do as a couple is drive to a senior community and give them your flowers. Because you can't do it that night. Like a lot of things are hard. Like, let's go straight there. It's like, no, it's 2 a.m. You're going to scare all the old people. They've been asleep since 7. You know, they didn't get it. But, or like a hospice community or something like that, where you can bring the flowers and they would be more than appreciative. But you want to probably try to arrange that beforehand too. So you just don't show up. And they're like, what? We don't have anybody here that can do. What are we doing with these? But if they have a community room or something like that, people love flowers. And they look great for what? At least 3 days, if not a week, right?
Absolutely. Depending on how long they were assembled beforehand.
Yeah.
Yeah. You'll get some time out of them as long as you keep them watered, you know, the whole thing. So,
but there was a great idea that I saw, and Serena is indifferent on this one. However,
I do not agree.
We're because it would take a little bit of effort again. But once you open the dance floor, people are not at their tables anymore, right?
Hopefully. If you're DJing, They are probably dancing.
That's a good point. Hopefully they're not at their table anymore. But a lot of times people are up, they're at the cocktail tables, they're at the bar, they're moving around, they're at the photo booth. They're not at the tables as much as they were during dinner.
Okay.
And the centerpieces, the florals are, you know, it would be easy to scoop them up, have somebody that kind of, yeah, that okay. would be kind of disassemble them, put them in like some, have somebody with some butcher paper, maybe with some personalized tape or a sticker, and people can take home some flowers with them at the end of the night. That is a brilliant, I saw it, I was like, that is so creative.
I think it's cute. I think it is unrealistic.
I don't know.
Because somebody, again, would have to be in charge of facilitating this whole thing. Now, as a planner, I'm not going to be able to do that. So,
but if you had an assistant,
maybe, but that's a lot of work, like during the event.
And it is a lot of work, but it's because sometimes people offer them to us, right? And I'm like, if I have a wedding the next day, or I have my whole truck filled with all my equipment, mm-hmm. I can't plop flowers on top of them. Because sometimes those are
big,
huge. Some of them are huge, but it's so much. They're so pretty. There's so much money went into them. The thought of just like boop, 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 disassemble it, kind of have some paper there, put three.
You
to
make
five
it
flowers.
Sound so easy, but this
I
is
know
not
it would be easy. But
no,
I'm just
no,
saying,
no.
But it would be something you could like. Everybody takes home
a piece
some
of your
flowers.
Wedding.
Yeah. It's such
and
a
that's
sweet
why
idea.
I say it's sweet in theory. I just the logistics of it would be challenging.
For sure.
But here I am, Negative Nancy.
See. I'm trying to be sustainable here. And you're like, throw them in the trash.
I'm just trying to be realistic with folks, right? I just think that is a lot of effort. And if you're saying like, oh, like have a family member or friend do it, they don't want to do that. They're drinking, they're partying. Like,
maybe not. Maybe they don't like anybody there. Maybe they're the pariah in the family. And they're just, I'll just sit over here with the flowers.
You just be the flower person.
The cranky
I don't
flower,
know. I don't know. Lady. I don't think it works. Honey.
So another thing you can do is talk to your florist. And see if they have local suppliers, because this is another whole thing. People, if you're getting a flower, you're like, I want my calla lilies. Well, they're out of season. We got to fly those in from Fiji, right? That's
you. Do calla lilies grow in Fiji?
I don't know.
I don't either.
I like calla lilies. That's my favorite flower. But I mean, think about what season it is. Because again, if you're talking about your footprint, if you had some flowers that had to be on a frozen cart shipped in across, I mean, right. How about the airline, the shipping, all the work and mm-hmm. the people involved. That's a big footprint, right? So yep. If you find stuff that's local suppliers, if you're find a florist that uses local flyers, suppliers and in season. Yeah, that's mm-hmm. all helpful and beneficial for the planet.
I like that.
And there's something else I saw. You see that note right there?
What?
Potted plants. Mm-hmm. People do potted plants on the centerpiece. And I don't think I have no memory of seeing that. I mean, I've seen what are the little, they look like a little cactus.
Succulents.
Succulents. Mm-hmm. I've seen a lot of succulents, mm-hmm. but I've never seen like potted plants. But how cute is that? If that was
so
your
now,
thing.
So now, if you wanted to send succulents home with everyone and that was part of your centerpiece, that would be easy because they could just grab those.
But again, those have to be, usually those have been something where they had like their name card in it. It was like a succulent with a little stick
sure.
with their name or their centerpiece or their, yeah, their place setting, right? And their name and their table number, whatever.
Right.
And then they took that home with them as well. But if it was a big display, you still have to break it up into pieces.
Much easier than trimming flowers and putting them in butcher paper.
But if you had a bunch of potted plants as your centerpieces.
True.
For your greenery or your floral.
That's what I'm saying. That's easier.
Home.
Grab
that's
them.
That's so easy. Because, you know, yeah. Sometimes at the end of the night, I make the announcement. You can take the centerpieces home, but leave the vase because or the vase because the florist is coming back to get
those.
Did
you say vase?
The vase.
Why did you say it like that?
I don't know the right way to say things sometimes. leave the vase, but take the flowers. But then people are like, sometimes they're big. And then some people actually do take the vase. And then you're like, no, you.
Yeah.
I don't know. It can be challenging. But as long as you have a good MC and people watching as they walk out, like, no, wait, take the flowers, put that vase back, please.
Right.
Because then the couple ends up paying for that stuff.
Sometimes it's not, some florists understand that it's part of doing business, but
sure.
That'll depend on your vendor. All right. Next,
wait,
next
before we move on to that one,
what
we mentioned the renting and stuff or the secondhand stuff. That's mm-hmm. not just dresses or the fake flowers, right? That's all kinds of stuff. There are
absolutely.
Websites you can find because some people buy the stuff. I just talked to a couple a few weeks ago and I was commenting on the chargers and they were these beautiful gold with a really pretty design on them. I go, those are really pretty. Where'd you get those? She goes, I bought them. It was $2 to rent them. Yeah, and I found them for $1 each. And so it was like half the price to own them. But
yes.
Now she has 200 chargers.
Right.
What are you doing with those, right?
reselling them.
Resell them. Look for people that have that stuff. It's brand new, been used once. It looks fantastic, just as good as the people that rent it, but you're reusing them.
It's very true. And that's why I know we've recommended this on previous episodes. If you aren't already, you can join some of the Facebook groups locally. There's apps out there for resale for bridal items. Those are really some
good places to check it out. And they're just sitting in somebody's garage and they're like, what are we going to do with these? Somebody said, I'll take them for a nickel. Take them, please. Do me a favor. Come and pick them up. If you come get them, I'll give them to you. Get them out of my garage. And you're like, oh my gosh. Candle, whatever, like the little the candle holders.
Votives,
I think they're called.
No, they're not. All right. So this is the biggest. I think we moved to the biggest, right?
I'm sure everyone can guess it.
Can you guess it? We're talking about the food. And we have a terrible statistic. I don't even like to say it, but average 400 pounds of garbage.
An average wedding.
At an average wedding.
I saw that a couple times.
10 to 40% will be wasted, your food.
10 to 40%. And that goes back to your guest count. And it's a hard thing because people are finicky. Are you coming or not coming? A caterer needs to have an accurate guest count. And I know it's hard. Even people say they're going to come and then don't. But that's where a lot of the waste, because some nights you're right.
It's a lot of extra food.
A lot of food at the end of the night. And the caterers don't want to run out. That's another thing. So they sometimes go really easy, small servings, you know, because they don't want to run out of food because they're trying to be cautious, especially on a buffet, right?
Correct.
But then at the end, I'm like, dude, load people up because there's going to be too much left. People would have eaten a second piece of chicken or a second, slice of meat. But then so I sometimes check with the caterers. I'm like, can I announce that there's food left? And they're like, yeah. Before you strike the buffet, let me make an announcement because people may come through a second time and just take some, put some of that in their belly, right?
Right. And the other option, of course, is to consider and talk to your caterer about what happens afterwards. It depends from caterer to caterer. Can you take that food home? And then you've got to really think through, how are we going to do this? Because the caterers come with, their big chafing dishes, and they don't necessarily have containers always for you to maybe divvy up the food and give it out. But if you bring your own, some type of container, sometimes you can then take those home with you or give them to, family. That's a great way to make sure that it doesn't go to waste.
Yeah, because a lot of times people have asked, like, DJ, you want some food? There's a lot of food left. I'm like, yeah, but I'm not taking that whole
tray.
Yeah. Like, but if you, as the couple or somebody in the family, brings a bunch of to-go things, but a bunch of to-go containers, right? Not necessarily, disposable ones. Which, of course, they're made out of styrofoam. And here we go. The circle continues.
Well, no, but they can bring plastic.
Or something like that. Maybe I should just bring some Tupperware with me to every event in case I'm like,
am I taking
some of this home? But because people will bring it home, right? I mean, I had a security guard at this past wedding and he brought it back to the station. He was a police officer. He brought it back there. But the same thing, you can look to bring this to shelters, hospice, senior communities.
So yes, you don't have to just take it for yourself. If there's going to be significant leftover, you can make arrangements to then donate that food. It obviously has to be prearranged, again, just like the florals. You want to know where it's going to go and have it there in a timely manner because it's food. But if this is something that's important to you, we're just trying to say that there's options out there, right? Yeah. Talk to your vendors, see what their mindset is. And this may be something so important to you that it's part of your vendor interview process, right? Like, do you hire vendors that have this on their priority list? Maybe that's important to you.
But it could be something where, like, the florist might be like, I don't care what you do with them, but I'm not taking them back.
Right.
And the caterer might be like, I can't take it back. I have another event tomorrow. Like, they don't have the person to like drive around to find someplace that's open. So you need to do some legwork beforehand.
True.
Contact someplace and say, first of all, can I bring you food? Because they may have restrictions on what they can have brought in. And if so, will there be somebody there at 1 a.m. in the morning when Uncle Charlie, who is so kindly volunteered to drive it over there?
Well, the other thing is that some caterers don't allow you to take leftovers. So again, that goes back to the interview process. When you are talking initially to the vendor and this is a priority to you, you need to have that conversation.
But the easiest thing is, most people are in town for the weekend. You're going to have a big gathering the next day.
Possibly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, if you're having like a brunch or everybody's going back to grandma's house for a pool party after the wedding.
Something casual.
I mean, how easy to bring that stuff? Because there's my whole mom's side.
Everybody, I was just thinking,
everybody would be like,
this is your family.
Leftovers.
To
we
a
are
tea.
Not throwing that stuff. Oh my gosh.
My family would be like, wait, we're eating leftovers from the wedding the night before?
My family, oh my gosh. They would be
so
like,
there's two ends of the spectrum right there, guys.
There could be a piece of cauliflower left. Mom's like, get me a bin. We're bringing that back tomorrow. We're having that tomorrow. My mom listens to the podcast. It's good, Mom. You're thrifty. You're out there
yes.
using that
You
food
are part
over
of the
over.
Sustainable.
But I mean, it's still good as long as it's still good, right? You don't want to like, well, it was only a month ago. Like, no, it's time. But it has to be that next day, right? Because there's a lot of food.
True.
And you have to think about the refrigeration or the heating and all that stuff. You got to be yes. cautious with that too, especially if you donate it.
Lots of options, lots of good stuff to talk about today. And we hope that you've heard something that's helpful, right? There's, as I was mentioning, like you probably lie somewhere on the spectrum with this. Somewhere. Like either you don't care or you really care. So, you know, there are ways to find what works for your event. And we understand that we're not trying to pile on another concern, but this is something that's realistic. Like this is reality and a lot of people have this as a priority. And so we wanted to cover this topic.
Yeah. And maybe it's option A or option B and they're both similar, but one person has a more sustainable
business
model yeah. than the other person. And maybe you go that direction. So it could be something simple. It doesn't have to like crush the budget because budgets are already pretty maxed out for the most part, right?
True. So guys, we appreciate you all so much. If you don't already, you can follow us on TikTok, on Instagram. You can check out our website, theweddingduo.co, where we have virtual resources and we have our music planner, our wedding planning bundle. So all sorts of good stuff.
I planned with a couple this morning.
You did. You did a virtual music session. So if you want...
They live in Orlando. They're getting married in Spokane.
Oh,
I was
wow,
like, holy cow, could yeah. you go farther from, but his family's from up there and it was less expensive. But I'm like, that is, you couldn't get farther across
That's
the country
crazy.
Than there. So,
yeah. So reach out to us and we are here for y'all just as you all are here for us. And we appreciate you so much. So let's end our podcast the way we end every podcast.
And it always seems to pertain, right? All of this stuff that we talked about, right? It's your day. Don't let somebody talk you into something you don't want to do or talk you out of something you have your heart set on. Do whatever fits y'all.
You do you.
Do you.
All right, guys. Blow our kisses.
Here we go.
Till next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, so thanks for listening to our podcast. If you found any of this information helpful and you know someone who may be engaged or is a maid of honor, maybe you could tell them and share it with a friend.
Absolutely. So screenshot this episode, share it on Instagram, on Facebook, and tag The Wedding Duo. We promise to share the love back. Also, if you are interested in more resources or the show notes, you can go to theweddingduo.co. We have one-on-one virtual sessions, a shop, all sorts of fun stuff. Check it out.